In a world increasingly dominated by noise and distraction, the ability to speak effectively and listen consciously has never been more crucial. Julian Treasure's How to Be Heard arrives as a timely antidote to our communication crisis, offering a masterclass in the forgotten arts of speaking and listening. This isn't just another communication book, it's a manifesto for reclaiming our most fundamental human connection. The book has garnered praise from business leaders and communication experts worldwide, with Simon Sinek calling it essential reading for anyone who wants to make a difference. Treasure's insights have been viewed over 100 million times through his 5 TED Talks, making him one of the most influential voices on sound and communication today. As technology threatens to replace genuine human connection with digital approximations, Treasure's work reminds us that our voices, when used with intention and skill, remain our most powerful tools for creating change. Sound affects nearly everything we feel, think, and do in ways most of us never notice. It shapes our happiness, effectiveness, and well-being through 4 powerful channels that operate below our conscious awareness. Our happiness depends less on wealth or status than on connectedness and service, both requiring well-developed speaking and listening skills. Strong relationships flourish through clear, compassionate communication, while meaningful service demands attentive listening to others' needs. The sounds around us directly impact our emotional state, with noise creating stress, while pleasant sounds generate immediate positive feelings. By mastering conscious communication, we can transform our relationships at home, work, and in our communities. Our effectiveness in making a difference, whether as leaders, parents, or change agents, hinges on our ability to communicate clearly and listen deeply. Without these skills, our passion and ideas remain trapped within us, unable to influence others or create change. While few of us will develop Gandhi's listening skills or Martin Luther King Jr.'s eloquence, we can all maximize our natural gifts through proper technique and practice. Even our work environment soundscape dramatically affects our productivity. Ambient noise can reduce cognitive performance by up to 2/3, while appropriate sounds can enhance focus and creativity. Our physical well-being is profoundly affected by sound. Florence Nightingale recognized this in 1859, calling unnecessary noise the most cruel absence of care. Modern research confirms her insight. Noise-induced hearing loss affects nearly 1 in 6 American teenagers. Long-term noise exposure increases risk of heart disease and stroke by raising blood pressure. And noise-induced sleep deprivation compromises immunity and mental health for millions worldwide. Conversely, carefully chosen sounds can be therapeutic, reducing stress and promoting healing. The context for our communication matters tremendously. Most conversations happen in environments hostile to clear understanding, noisy offices, poorly designed meeting rooms, busy public spaces. By becoming conscious of these contextual factors, we can take control, perhaps changing the time or location of important conversations to create more supportive conditions for genuine connection. Sound, defined as vibration humans can hear, has affected us since before birth in 4 powerful ways that shape our experience of life. Physiologically, sound directly impacts our bodies, which conduct sound effectively through their 70% water composition. Our fight-or-flight reflex responds instantly to sudden sounds, releasing stress hormones before conscious thought occurs. External rhythms entrain our bodily functions. Fast music accelerates heart rate, while gentle sounds like ocean waves can slow breathing to promote relaxation. From morning alarm to bedtime, sound significantly influences our physical state. Psychologically, sound profoundly affects our emotions and moods. Music provides the clearest example. Even imagining your favorite song can shift your emotional state. This emotional impact works through multiple pathways: brainstem reflex, physiological arousal, emotional contagion, receiving emotions from composers, visual imagery, conjuring scenes, episodic memory, recalling specific events, and expectancy, violations or confirmations of musical patterns. Even natural sounds like birdsong make us feel secure because we've evolved to recognize that normal bird activity signals safety. Cognitively, sound dramatically affects our ability to think and work. We have limited auditory bandwidth, roughly 1.6 human conversations at once, and no ear lids to block unwanted sound. Nearby conversations particularly disrupt thinking because our brains automatically process language, leaving little capacity for our internal thinking voice. Variable, unpredictable sounds most severely impact cognition, especially when we lack control over them. In open-plan offices, productivity can drop by 2/3 due to noise interruptions, costing economies billions annually. Behaviorally, sound directly influences our actions. Noise makes people less sociable and helpful. Fast-paced music affects driving speed and style. Powerful speech can inspire teams, convert religious beliefs, change political landscapes, or incite violence. In Lancaster, California, a soundscape of birdsong and gentle music led to a 15% crime reduction. We instinctively move away from unpleasant sounds just as we avoid bad smells, making sound context crucial for effective communication. Most people visualize communication as a simple linear relationship. Someone speaks, someone else listens. But this model misses the crucial third element, context. The sound environment around us directly affects all communication and forms a powerful backdrop for every interaction. Unfortunately, this context is often negative, drowning our signal in noise. Communication is actually circular. The way you listen affects how I speak, and how I speak affects how you listen. This powerful realization explains why being heard paradoxically requires working on listening. When we improve our listening skills, we create space for others to speak more effectively. When we speak with clarity and intention, we make it easier for others to listen deeply. Listening may be silent, but it wields enormous power. Conscious listening creates understanding, the foundation of democracy and civil society. When we truly listen, we can understand others' viewpoints even while disagreeing. Without listening, free speech becomes meaningless, as we see in today's post-truth environment of fake news and attack journalism. True listening requires complete attention, a rare gift in our distracted world. Billions of people have never experienced being truly listened to. Intimacy needs honesty and deep knowledge that only comes through listening. We seek three things in relationships: to be heard, understood, and valued. When listening erodes, all three needs suffer, explaining why "they never listen to me" is such a common relationship complaint. The most effective salespeople aren't loud and brash, but excellent listeners. By listening attentively, they identify problems and tailor solutions precisely. We can only inspire others when we understand what they want, which requires listening first. The human voice, your breath projected into the world, is the only part of you that extends beyond your physical body. Yet this remarkable instrument that we all possess receives little formal training, leaving most people unable to use their voices effectively. Throughout history, powerful speakers have inspired people to create monuments, change beliefs, build or destroy social systems, and form movements. The ancient Ring of Brodgar in Orkney demonstrates how a speaker must have inspired thousands to commit years to an enormous project using only human muscle power. Your voice is your most powerful tool for making a difference and inspiring others. Vocal persuasion ranges from hypnosis to everyday influence. Since many achievements require collaboration, we often need to persuade others to help us reach our goals. Some people naturally carry authority, while others struggle to be heard. Both content and delivery matter in persuasive speaking, aspects we can all improve through conscious practice. Not being heard creates profound frustration. Being ignored, disrespected, talked over, or interrupted generates stress and anxiety that can lead to illness or even violence. Some antisocial behavior likely stems from this frustration. Nobody's listening to me, nobody cares, so why should I? Teaching clear self-expression could reduce these negative health impacts. Storytelling remains among our most potent speaking styles. For perhaps 100,000 years before writing developed, human knowledge spread solely through speaking and listening. Many societies still maintain powerful oral traditions. Indian classical music has no written form, folk music preserves ancient stories, and indigenous Australians navigate vast territories using song lines. Even in text-focused Western cultures, professional storytellers and storytelling festivals flourish because stories retain their primal power. Despite being natural, fast, efficient, powerful, and nuanced ways to communicate, speaking and listening receive little formal education compared to reading, writing, mathematics, or motor skills. While we celebrate children's first words, once conversation flows, we take it for granted, unlike the many milestones we recognize in other skills. Speaking is ancient, dating back 60,000 to 100,000 years, while writing emerged only 4,000 years ago. Despite speaking's longer history, writing has sprinted ahead to dominate communication in our ocular world. Writing offers clear benefits. It can be propagated, referenced, and works asynchronously across time zones. However, the pendulum has swung too far toward written communication, as evidenced by organizations now training speaking skills and Treasure's TED Talk on speaking being viewed 3 times more than his talk on listening. The world grows increasingly noisy since the Industrial Revolution, filled with mechanical and electronic sounds. Nature sound recordist Bernie Krause notes it now takes 200 hours to capture 15 minutes of usable material versus 20 hours previously. We've developed habits of suppressing meaningless noise, resulting in more noise production. The WHO ranks noise pollution as the second largest global health threat, costing Europe over 300 billion euros annually. We design spaces visually, neglecting acoustics in classrooms, hospitals, offices, and homes, creating environments that harm health, productivity, and happiness. Recent communication breakthroughs have been predominantly text-based. Email, SMS, instant messaging, and social media rely on eyes and fingers rather than ears and voice. Research shows generational preferences for different written channels, though all generations prefer handling emotional conversations in writing rather than face-to-face. MIT professor Sherry Turkle argues in Alone Together that technology increases alienation, pushing us from deep relationships to many shallow ones. Of our 4 communication channels, reading, writing, speaking, and listening, only the first 2 receive substantial educational attention worldwide. Speaking is barely taught in schools, while listening receives even less attention, perhaps because it's a silent skill. Millions leave school never having learned to use their voice effectively, protect their hearing, or listen consciously. Yet listening opens the door to understanding, and speaking represents our strongest self-expression. 4 common emotional drivers, the 4 leeches, drain power from our communication: looking good, being right, people-pleasing, and fixing. Most people possess these in some form. They're not inherently wrong, but when operating unconsciously, they can become dominant traits that severely compromise listening and speaking effectiveness. The underlying emotion behind all leeches is fear. The looking good leech manifests when we say, "I know," to block learning, mentally compose our next statement while others speak, competitively one-up others' experiences, or habitually exaggerate to appear more impressive. The being right leech drives us to make others wrong, creating a destructive zero-sum game in relationships and leading to chronic interrupting. The people-pleasing leech equates our worth with others' approval, causing us to say yes when we mean no and deny our authentic selves. The fixing leech makes us unable to tolerate others' discomfort, responding to pain with "don't cry" or "don't be upset," preventing necessary emotional expression. These leeches generate 7 harmful speaking habits, the 7 deadly sins of communication: gossip, speaking ill of absent others; condemning, finding fault with everything; negativity, dampening positive statements; complaining, spreading viral misery about things beyond our control, making excuses, avoiding responsibility through blame, exaggeration and lying, undermining trust, and dogmatism, delivering opinions as facts. While these traits can be useful in moderation, habitual indulgence diminishes communication effectiveness. Certain words can significantly undermine how your speaking is received. Should delivers implicit judgment and guilt. Just minimizes and creates apologetic speech. I just want to say. But acts as a roadblock, negating everything before it. You made me surrenders power and casts us as victims. Maximizers like always, never, and everyone instantly escalate arguments and undermine credibility. Six common adversaries of effective communication form the acronym AGENTS. Assumptions, our experiences shaping perceptions, generalizations, especially big and negative ones that become self-fulfilling, emotions, creating an inverse relationship with listening ability, noise, obscuring communication signals, time, proper listening requiring this scarce resource, and semantics, differences in meaning and interpretation. By recognizing these enemies, you can dramatically improve your communication power. Listening is a skill, not a natural capability like hearing. The first step to improving it is becoming conscious that you're doing it, recognizing what you don't know so you can learn it. Conscious listening is part of conscious living, and the key lies in intention. Hearing is a full-body experience that begins in the womb. The ear's remarkable engineering processes sound through 10 octaves, compared to vision's single octave. As our primary warning sense, hearing works even during sleep and processes information subconsciously before conscious awareness. Unfortunately, our hearing is vulnerable to damage from industrial noise, loud music, and headphones, causing permanent loss that cannot be repaired. Outer listening is making meaning from sound. We hear everything around us, but selectively filter what to pay attention to. This process involves both filtering and interpretation, from decoding language to recognizing environmental sounds. Most people listen unconsciously, unaware they're employing a skill that can be improved. Your listening is uniquely yours, as individual as your fingerprints. We all listen through filters shaped by our life experiences and character. Culture, language, values, attitudes, beliefs, expectations, intentions, and emotions. What we perceive as reality actually happens between our ears, representing only a selected portion of what's available to us. Inner listening involves our relationship with our inner voice. Most have an inner critic, sometimes continuing the destructive work of hypercritical parents or teachers. The transformative perspective is, you are not your inner voice, you are the one listening to it. This separation puts you in a different mindset, allowing you to respond to negative self-talk with, that's interesting, why did my inner voice say that? And evaluate comments by asking if they're true, kind, and helpful. Created listening refers to how people become a listening for you. A co-created combination of their unique filters and their experience of you. Your behavior and way of being create others listening for you. If you're habitually late, people might tell you earlier meeting times because their listening is that you're a late person. Take responsibility for the listening you create. It determines how you're received and what you can accomplish. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. These seven practices will help develop conscious listening skills as part of mindful living. 1. Silence has become rare in our urban environments. Different qualities of silence exist, from the expansive silence of mountains to the reverential silence of empty churches. Silence serves as our baseline for all sound. Without gaps, words and musical notes would be meaningless. We should stay in conscious contact with silence by taking regular breaks from noise. 2. The mixer practice involves paying attention to individual components of soundscapes around us, like a recording engineer using a mixing desk. By separating complex sound environments into distinct elements, we engage more fully with the world and live more in the present moment. 3. Savoring treats our hearing like our senses of taste and smell, becoming discerning about what we experience and seeking out enjoyable sensory encounters. This involves consciously tasting sound to become more aware of how it affects us, and gradually changing our soundscape by replacing negative sounds with positive ones. 4. Listening with our ears, eyes, and heart improves our listening skills by making us conscious of what we're listening with. Looking at the person we're listening to is equally important. Being seen to pay attention matters as much as paying attention itself. Listening with our heart means practicing empathy, which forms the basis of understanding. 5. Listening from different positions allows us to move beyond our default listening filters. Most people have several windows they use depending on the situation, but rarely change their fundamental listening position. By identifying our autopilot settings, we can take control and create as many listening positions as we choose, from active to passive, critical to empathetic, and reductive to expansive. 6. Listening for specific content resembles critical listening, but with specific intent. You're actively mining for particular information. You might listen for affirmation, vital information, similarities, inspiration, solutions, or countless other targets. While people often do this unconsciously, bringing this filtering process into awareness makes you more skillful as a listener. 7. Rasa, Sanskrit for juice, provides a framework for effective conversation. Receive, give full attention with appropriate body language. Appreciate, provide visual and auditory feedback cues. Summarize, use so to confirm understanding. And ask, pose relevant questions throughout. After years helping organizations design sound instead of creating noise, Julian Treasure identified hail as the four cornerstones of powerful speaking: honesty, authenticity, integrity, and love. Honesty, the absence of falsehood, seems simple but proves extraordinarily challenging. Research shows we're lied to between 10-200 times daily, and strangers lie 3 times within 10 minutes of meeting. Clear speaking is essential for powerful communication. Many fields suffer from unnecessary complexity and pomposity, with speakers using obscure words to appear clever rather than communicate effectively. To speak clearly, keep sentences short, avoid passive tense, use simple words, be specific, and make goals SMART: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, timed. Authenticity means being yourself rather than adopting different personas for different audiences. Many speakers become chameleon-like, driven by desires to fit in, be liked, or respected. However, this approach requires significant effort to maintain, and listeners can often detect the artifice. Being authentic means standing in your own truth, which raises the important question, who am I? Authenticity resonates with listeners, while fakery is usually detectable. Integrity means being your word. When you say something will happen, it does. When actions consistently back up words, people listen with respect. Conversely, if promises evaporate without action, people discount what you say. If integrity is broken, a simple apology with a plan to prevent recurrence can repair it. Making explicit agreements in relationships helps maintain integrity. Love, in this context, refers not to romantic love, but to loving kindness, a non-possessive feeling best summarized as wish them well. When speaking comes from this wish-wishing love, honesty, authenticity, and integrity flow naturally. Love shapes these other cornerstones, tempering brutal honesty when it's not beneficial. Public speaking is not about you. Speakers focused on seeking approval feel contrived and artificial. Instead, focus on the gift you're giving your listeners. The human voice is Earth's most expressive sound maker and most powerful sound, the only one that can start wars or express love. Its range is extraordinary, from Tibetan throat singing to operatic sopranos, from rock whales to jazz scatting. Tragically, we don't teach children to master this gift, leaving many with voices that are too quiet, too loud, restricted, monotone, or breathless, far below their potential in range, power, resonance, and expressiveness. Your voice begins with your posture, particularly neck angle, which physically alters your vocal cords. Common habits like text neck can permanently strain your voice. Body language communicates volumes. Leaning forward with eye contact shows engagement, while leaning back signals disengagement. Power poses make your body larger and genuinely increase confidence. Breath is the fundamental fuel for your voice. More breath means more vocal power. Most people breathe shallowly, like birds, taking small breaths to the top of their lungs rather than deep, rib-expanding breaths that provide proper vocal support. The key to powerful speaking is diaphragmatic breathing, feeling your stomach expand on the in-breath and contract on the out-breath. Human voices have four registers or ranges that function like gears in a vehicle. The modal register is where most speaking power lies, with the chest voice typically delivering maximum authority. Vocal fry, a lazy, croaky sound produced by relaxing the vocal cords, is particularly prevalent among young American females and is negatively received, associated with being less trustworthy and competent. Pace refers to your speech rate, how many words per minute you deliver. Most conversation falls between 100 to 200 words per minute. Speaking too slowly risks losing audience engagement, while speaking too quickly creates unintelligible gobble. Varying your pace creates dynamic, engaging speech, using faster delivery for excitement and slower for emphasis. Prosody encompasses the melodic variations in pitch, rhythm, emphasis, pace, and timbre that communicate sense and emotion in speech. Without it, we sound monotonous. Repetitive patterns like uptalk, high-rising terminal, can diminish speaking power, as they suggest uncertainty and limit expressive range. Volume control is crucial for effective speaking. Every person can produce sounds ranging from whispers to shouts. Developing your volume range gives you versatility for different speaking situations and creates dynamic contrast in presentations. A sudden shout can wake a sleepy audience, while a whisper can create emphasis by making listeners lean forward attentively. Space, strategic silence, is a powerful speaking tool many fear. Your audience will stay with you through silence much longer than you might expect. Mastering comfortable pauses eliminates nervous fillers like and giving you greater poise and authority. Public speaking, something many people find more frightening than death, requires mastering stagecraft techniques to transform intimidating experiences into successful, confidence-building ones. Like a pilot's pre-flight inspection, proper stagecraft involves routine but essential preparations that prevent potential disasters and ensure maximum impact. When speaking at someone else's event, clearly communicate your technical requirements in advance and connect directly with the AV team. Always arrive early to reconnoiter the venue and test equipment. Ask critical questions. Is there a dress code? Who will introduce you? Where should you enter and exit? Which areas are well lit? Will there be Q&A? For your own presentations, accurate timing requires knowing precisely how long your material takes to deliver and creating a structured presentation with waypoints to track progress. Failing to rehearse timing shows disrespect for your audience and can lead to embarrassing situations. While technology isn't essential for effective presentations, it can enhance your message when used properly. Modern presentations have moved beyond bullet point slides to dramatic visuals that amplify the speaker's message rather than duplicating it. Always schedule a complete technical check with the full AV team present in the empty venue, allowing sufficient time to resolve any issues that arise. Prepare for worst-case possibilities by carrying your presentation on a USB stick, considering what you could deliver without slides if necessary, and having a backup plan for total power failures. Props can create powerful impact when used effectively, but must be relevant to your message, not merely distracting. Most successful speaking hinges on thorough preparation. Rehearsal means practicing your specific talk in real time, full size, repeatedly until you're completely proficient. Avoid rehearsing small, mumbling words, making tiny gestures, or skipping through content. This preparation ensures you know your material and timing so thoroughly that you can enjoy the experience and be creative during delivery. Before going on stage, find a quiet space for a proper warm-up. Start with gentle stretching. Consider using power poses to boost confidence, then warm up your voice with specific exercises. As you walk on stage, use the best routine to connect with your audience. Take a deep breath. Expand your vision to sense the entire audience. Adopt a strong stance and smile to show you're happy to be there. Avoid common speaking mistakes. Speaking to the screen instead of maintaining audience eye contact. Failing to look at your audience. Delivering with monotonous lack of variation. Developing distracting verbal or physical tics. Running overtime without permission, and rushing off stage immediately after finishing instead of graciously accepting applause. Powerful speaking and listening both demand full consciousness. Most poor presentations come from speakers who've gone unconscious about what they're doing or failed to prepare mindfully. Whether addressing one person or hundreds, you owe your audience complete awareness of your stance, expressions, gestures, words, and vocal tools. Public speaking offers a precious opportunity to elevate your mindfulness, breaking free from the half-asleep state that screens and distractions induce. The scrutiny of an audience pushes you toward greater consciousness. Practice speaking and listening with full awareness. It will transform your life outcomes and foster greater understanding in the world, both prizes worth striving for. In a world increasingly dominated by technology and distraction, reclaiming the ancient arts of speaking and listening represents a revolutionary act. By mastering these fundamental human skills, we don't just improve our personal effectiveness, we help rebuild the foundations of civil society, meaningful connection, and mutual understanding. The journey begins with a simple choice, to become conscious of how we speak and how we listen, moment by moment, conversation by conversation, until these powerful habits transform not just our communication, but our very experience of being human.